Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey, dear ones. Today's episode was inspired by an interview I did a few weeks ago with Daniel John Hahneman. And if you haven't had a chance to check out that episode, we'll leave a link in the show notes. And it was something he said to me simply, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. And it was just something I really needed to hear in that moment. And maybe it's something you needed to hear. And I really think that that is words to live by, a philosophy to embrace, but there are caveats to it. It's not so simple as if it's not a hell yes, it's a hell no. There are layers to it. And I wanted to really bring this idea to light and unpack some of those layers to really help you ultimately start to discover and really call up your hell yeses. These are the full body yeses. That's the thing I want to pursue. That's the business idea I want to get out in the world. That's the book I have to write. You know, these are the big things in life. This is the methodology I need to birth. It is a hell yes. And how those things that you're kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of interesting. I'm not sure. That could be cool, maybe. I don't know. It might make me some money, even though I'm not excited about it. Like all those sort of mediocre ideas, mediocre in the sense that you have a mediocre response to it emotionally. And why and how we should be putting those in the hell no pile, but yes, with a caveat on that. So I'm going to take you through this philosophy, this way to approach life so that you really can say hell no to the things that aren't really meant to be pursued on your path and to bring forth the hell yeses that get you the results, get you in that beautiful, luscious feeling of soul aligned success. So in today's episode, I'll reveal why if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. The caveats to that principle and how to find your hell yeses. I'll end on an invitation that will leave you clear and empowered to say hell yes to those pursuits that mean the most to you so those hell yes dreams can start coming true. So you're gonna wanna stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. So today we're unpacking this idea that if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. So if you're not getting a full body yes, all pistons firing in one direction, this is the thing I want to pursue, then it needs to be absolutely not. I'm not interested in that. It's not happening. And while this is a general principle, I really invite you to start exploring around with, because this gets your energy very clear. It gets you very focused. It gets all your energy behind one goal, dream, passion project, And when it comes to manifestation, that is very powerful because you're saying to the universe, this is the thing I want. This is the thing my higher self is saying, hell yes, for me to pursue. And anything else that might distract me, my body is saying, maybe I'm not sure, that I don't feel so passionate about, that is getting put to either not pursuing at all or for another day. This is how we stay aligned to our dreams, clearly telling the universe what we want and taking the inspired action that is required to manifest that dream, that intention, that passion pursuit. But it's not always that easy. And sometimes we have to tip our toe in the waters of the no or not now to know what our hell yeses even are. If you are a generator, if you are a manifesting generator, your strategy is to respond. So you have to tip your toes in the I'm not sure water. I'm not really sure where this is going. Could be a hell yes, could be a hell no, could be something in between, to know. So ultimately, when we're talking about getting your hell yeses, it's after you've done some groundwork to know what those yeses and nos are. And also, if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, it is highly likely that you're multi-passionate and you're going to have a lot of hell yeses. So this whole idea of kind of choosing your hell yeses and then everything else goes in the no category might make you feel unsatisfied because you've got a lot of things you want to pursue. So when I say hell no, I don't mean hell no forever. I just mean hell no for right now, because we want to keep your energy focused enough that your ideas and intentions gain momentum and start to manifest in your physical reality. That's what we're trying to get to. And deciding what those hell yeses are for right now, for at this point in your path, is really going to help you to get there. So when you get the creative spark, you get the idea, whatever your human design type is, you really do want to start tipping your toes in slow ways towards that idea. Take, for example, this podcast. When I first launched a podcast, I did everything myself, soup to nuts. I invested no money in anything to help me because I didn't know, is the podcast the right medium for me to serve people and those potential clients to want to work with me, for them to connect to me and decide that, yeah, Allison is pretty cool. I'm going to see what she has to offer. Like, is it podcasting or is it some other way? There are so many different ways to reach people. This is just one way. So I didn't want to invest a bunch of money because I wasn't sure. I didn't even know if I would like to podcast. And I certainly didn't commit to releasing one episode a week or even one episode every 2 weeks. I released an episode when I released an episode. Sometimes 6 weeks would go by before I released an episode. And I tipped my toe in those waters and I tipped my toe in those waters. And then finally, people started to find me through my podcast. One person did a Google search on EFT, emotional freedom techniques. I had done one episode on EFT. She found my one episode and hired me. And she has been a dear soul client for the last 5 years. And this is the magic of this podcast, because it is soul led. And eventually I got to the point where I'm like, hell yes for this podcast. I'm all in. So then I started to say hell no to some other things. I stopped blogging because at the time I had a blog that I was spending a lot of time on. So when I got the hell yes to go all in on the podcast and have this be a primary way to serve you and to connect to soul clients, I started to say hell no to some other things that were taking my time and attention. That was hard, friends. That was hard to say hell no to my blog because I got started in blogging. I was attached to blogging. I felt nostalgia about it. My first thing that I created and birthed into the world was a peace blog called Shanti Pox. My husband to this day calls me Shanti Pax. It means peace, peace. Shanti is peace in Sanskrit. Pax is peace in Latin. So Shanti Pax, it means peace, peace. And my husband calls me Shanti Pax. That was my very first thing I put out into the world. Some of you guys have been with me so long that you remember Shanti Pax. And I was attached. They say when you're writing, you want to murder your darlings. So that means those little phrases or stories that you're really attached to that you think is so clever, but it lands very flat for the reader. You need to murder them, get rid of them. And it can be hard to do because in our mind, it's very clever. It's very interesting. It conveys the point the right way. But sometimes they are meant to be deleted. You're meant to say no to them. Can be kind of hard to say hell no to some of those things. But I really needed to say hell no to my blog at that time because I didn't have the bandwidth for both. I wasn't able to hire that much help. I didn't have that sort of business income at the time. But I kept saying hell yes to the podcast. I kept putting all my eggs in the basket of the podcast, and my podcast started to grow. And most importantly, it really started to serve you deeply, and it started to connect me to soul clients. So as I grew, I was able to hire help. Now I can say that nearly everything I do in my podcast, I am in my genius. And if I'm not in my genius, someone else is doing it. I can't say that about all aspects of my business because I follow the 80-20 principle. As long as I'm in my genius, 80% of the time in my business, I'm happy. 20% of the stuff I just do. You know, I do because at this point in my business, I don't want to hire it out to anyone else. And it's just work that I feel called to do in my business. When it comes to my podcast, I would say nearly, let's go with 97% of how I show up in my podcast, I'm in my genius. Everything else, I have a team of people helping me and they do all the other things. And those other things that they do are in their genius. My podcast editor has a genius. She's got many geniuses, genii. And so she's pursuing a lot of things, but one of the things she's really good at is sound and sound quality. I have someone help me write my show notes. She is gifted in writing copy. I have someone helping me with the logistics of getting the episode out the door, getting it in front of you, and she is very good with business management. So everyone is operating in some way, shape, or form in their genius to get this podcast episode to you. This is a great example of a hell yes. However, do I have my days where I'm like, oh, I've got a bunch of podcast episodes due. I'm so behind. Hell yes, I do. I have those days, friends, where I'm just like, oh, my content well is very, very empty. That usually is an indication that I'm overworking, by the way, and that I'm not spending enough time in nature. I'm not doing enough, you know, getting my massages, getting coffees with friends, all the various and sundry ways I fill my tank. So it's good feedback that I need to get my tank filled up. But I think this brings us to another layer of this principle. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. Even with our hell yeses, we can get tired. We can feel a little burnt out. We can feel like our content well is on empty, for example. And that's usually really good feedback that something deeper is happening in your life. It's trying to get your attention. I absolutely know when my content well is low, I need to be doing more things to nourish myself. So I'm grateful for that feedback. But I think it's not realistic to expect that our hell yeses are always going to be 100% of the time a hell yes energy. You're going to have times where you're like, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing this. So that's when you really need to ask the questions. What wants to shift or change? Is it as simple as I need to take a break and go for a walk in nature? Or does this hell yes want to shift? Instead of in this example of the podcast, instead of releasing one episode a week, do I want to shift to releasing one episode every 2 weeks? You know, Sometimes I think with our hell yeses, we do because it's like, yeah, I'm all in for this thing. I'm going to go ahead and make the perfect the enemy of the good. You know, yes, in podcasting, to connect with audience listenership and get things to grow, it is a general rule to release at least one new podcast per week. But when you're burned out, that is not a good rule to follow. What is the good rule to follow is what your higher self is calling for you and what you need on a soul level. So sometimes you need a break from your hell yeses. Sometimes they're calling you to shift. And often our hell yeses are great signs when we're feeling a little like flat with them, that there's something that you need on a soul level, that there's nourishment that you need, and that this is trying to get your attention, that there's some part of your tank that needs to be filled. Okay, let's get into how do we find our hell yeses? Well, typically we don't have to find them. Typically our hell yeses are being hidden or blocked from us by an energy block, right? So we have a wound or a fear that is blocking the clarity of our hell yes to come to the surface, to our conscious awareness, so we even know, so we can feel it, right? We know it's a hell yes because of how it makes us feel. It's that full body yes. You're sunk in the body. Your energy is expanding out. It feels like freedom. You can look to your human design type to help you. Manifestors, you'll feel a sense of peace with a hell yes. Generators, you'll feel satisfaction. Manifesting generators, you'll feel freedom. Projectors will feel success, like soul aligned success. And reflectors, you'll feel harmony, will be a big characteristic of your hell yeses. And there will be an expansion, like this is pursuing this thing, this idea is going to help my soul to grow. So yes, manifesting generators, you feel freedom very kind of poignantly, but there's like a freeing feeling for all of us when we're in our hell yeses. So to remove those covers or blocks or wounds that is blocking the clarity of these hell yeses to come to our surface, you want to ask the question, what's been pissing me off? You know, our hell yeses are fiery. It's our passion. So thinking about what's been pissing us off, there's both a lightness and a darkness to that. So yes, there can be a shadow of that anger. So feel those feels. But when you look at other people in your industry, if you're a coach, if you look around at your peers, what are some of the things that they do that you don't agree with? The way they teach, some of the things they're saying, what's pissing you off? It's typically pointing you to something you want to say hell yes to, which is the opposite of what they're saying. And so it's pointing you to your truth. You know, I always get triggered when spiritual coaches say they don't believe in the law of attraction, because I don't think it's something you believe in or don't believe in. It just is. It's a universal law. So either we're leveraging law of attraction to our advantage and trying to get in alignment to those things that we most want to bring into our experience, or we're not, and we're in a responsive mode, and the things we don't really want to bring into our experience is arriving. But either way, we are in relationship to the law of attraction. That gets me fired up. So I've, you know, put out a lot of courses on mastering manifestation. I teach about it. I help in Soul Blueprint. I help you tap into your spiritual gift of manifestation so you can really understand it the right way. I get fired up about this. And guess what? This is one of my hell yeses. I love teaching people how to manifest, how to be the conscious creator of their experience. It gets me fired up. It's a hell yes. How do I know? One of the ways I know is because I followed what was pissing me off. Okay. Now, the next question, what are you resisting? What are you resisting? Or another way to ask is, if fear wasn't holding me back in life and business, then I would, do this. If fear wasn't holding me back, then I would. So just allow the first thing to arrive to you. Let me do this right now. I have no idea what's going to come up. If fear wasn't holding me back in my business, then I would really talk more about, I would share more of my conversations and channelings with Source regarding the latest information coming through about what's happening on the planet and the expansion of human consciousness. Ooh, that feels good. That feels pretty hell yes-y. And I have a really full belief in my channeling, and that's clear. And I don't have a lot of wounds around that. But where I do have wounds is that people will misunderstand what I'm saying, and that will take them down the wrong path because they won't understand it. And I think also, I think when you're channeling, people expect the channels to be literal. Oftentimes, you know, psychic hits or channels from the divine, they speak to us in metaphors, but we expect that thing to land literally and specifically. Our brain is looking for a literal arrival of that thing in our experience. And when it doesn't arrive how we literally expect it to, we're unsatisfied or we don't see it. We don't see the intuitive insight. But this is all my limiting beliefs. This is all me. I'm projecting this on my audiences, and I can't control. I have no control of how others perceive me or how it's landing for them. All I can do is be in my gifts and do what my heart is calling and what is in highest service to you, the person I feel called to serve. So I need to stay in my experience and not get into what you might be perceiving or try to control how you perceive it. That is a losing battle. So my limiting thought really is they might not understand. It might not land. It might blow back negatively on me. So that's my homework, to start releasing those negative thoughts. I do that by asking the question, how does it make me feel when those thoughts feel true? Feel those feels, breathe, release. That is the true process of releasing our blocks and dissolving our limiting thoughts. Feel the feels, breathe, release. Go back into the body. And I go back to my hell yes. I want to do more direct channelings of Source with some of the latest stuff that's, you know, hot from Source. Go right to the Source. Hot off the press from Source kind of energy that I offer to you. And I've been thinking for some time to launch a YouTube channel that goes to this, do more podcast episodes on it, more Facebook lives, Instagram lives, you know, kind of get more live right into you, you know, right to your inbox kind of information. And as I'm thinking about it, I'm getting a hell yes, but I also feel some resistance because I don't want, you know, it can also feel overwhelming, a YouTube channel. That's launching one of those. That's, you know, that can be overwhelming. It's a lot of work. Showing up more on Instagram. I don't show up very often right now on Instagram. Oof, that feels a lot of work. So I have to follow the hell yeses in the right way so that I don't get overwhelmed. Kind of focusing on, this is my hell yes, doing more direct channelings of the latest information coming from Source for you. Okay, that's the thing. Now, what is my best next step? Well, the most easiest thing, and this feels easy, and this keeps me in the hell yes energy, is just to do this more on the podcast. This is something I'm doing anyway. I'm always looking for new content. I'm always looking for new ways to serve you. And that gets me into a hell yes energy. And to be honest, that is making my content, well, just tuning into that, feel very, very full. And when I'm ready, and when the time is right, I can expand this to potentially YouTube or somewhere else. I can expand it to Instagram. I can expand it to other ways. But I want to stay in the full yes energy and go to that thing that I can just feel like I can start to implement from a place of ease. Again, I'm not making the perfect the enemy of the good. I'm thinking about my best next step and what feels easeful and in flow, and all of that does. Okay, let's recap. I invite you to invite in as a principle in your life, if it's not a hell yes, then it's a hell no. So you're looking for those things that give you that full body, expansive, freeing yes to pursue. And if it's not really that, at least for now, you're going to start saying hell no to the other things that are taking you away from your hell yeses. The caveats are, it's important for you to tip your toe in the waters to make sure your hell yeses are hell yes. And you can find your hell yeses by noticing what's been pissing you off lately and what have you been resisting, or if fear wasn't holding you back, then what would you be pursuing? And with your hell yeses, don't make the perfect the enemy the good. Always be finding your next best step to keep you in that full body hell yes. My invitation for you this week is for you to sink into the body, connect your heart space, and ask your heart, what are some of the hell yeses that you're feeling in your life? And are there any hell no's that need to come off your plate at the moment? If you're feeling stuck, consider what's been pissing you off and what have you been resisting, so then you can start getting your energy in those hell yeses to make the impact that you're born to make from a place of fiery joy, flow, and ease. All right, my dear ones, that is a wrap for this week. And if you loved this episode and received something hell yes from it, please head over to the show notes. You'll find a link where you can leave ratings and reviews, and I will read your amazing, lovely words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.